Well, it's pretty amazing. There are a lot of states around the country that have an upside in the taxes that they are collecting from their citizens. And so many, many, many states are working right now to cut taxes for the citizens. And then there's Washington, where there is a huge surprise in the revenues, the taxes that Olympia's going to be getting, and they are just looking for ways to spend it. It is crazy. One of the people trying to stand against that is Senator Linda Wilson, who joins us here on the Dori Monson Show. Senator, good to talk to you this afternoon.
Good. Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Yeah, so tell me about let's start with the revenues. How much extra of our money is Olympia going to be getting?
Surprisingly, $15 billion.
Serious?
Unbelievably. Yes.
$15
billion? $15 billion, yes.
Oh, that's more than I thought.
Yeah. Well, you've got to look at what came in the revenue just recently and then what wasn't spent last year. And so we actually have $15 billion available to us.
Okay.
And that's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm looking at some of the bills, the transportation bills, and all they're talking about is raising taxes and fees. We're talking about aircraft fuel tax, license plate fees, gas tax, dealer permits, enhanced driver's licenses, on and on. I'm not even a quarter of the way through the list.
Right.
So if we have if the Democrats have $15 billion extra, why in the world are they looking to add billions in new taxes and fees?
Well, you're looking at two different budgets, right? So you're looking at the transportation budget, and then this is the supplemental budget, operating budget. So
right.
There's two different budgets. What they do in the operating budget is to transfer over $2 billion into the transportation budget. Now, that's something that we have been advocating for quite some time. We wanted to take it basically the nexus between the motor vehicle tax and going to transportation. They did this as a one lump sum. Ours was going to be spread out through the years so that you wouldn't have to have increases like this, because we knew that it could be done. And that's what our budget did that last year. Our Republican budget did that last year.
Right.
And, right. Yeah. So, but they still do it and still raise taxes and fees. So
I'm correct in saying that a lot of states around the country are looking at tax, looking very seriously, including Democrats in other states around the country, aren't they?
Yes. Actually, I was reading an article just the other day, and they're not only reducing, but they're like eliminating income taxes because they know the competition, and, it's good for competition between states. And so that's what they're doing there. And because they have had revenues, but I think Washington State is like by far one of the highest in increase in revenues coming in, $15 billion. I'm not sure there's another state out there that has this kind of revenue coming in.
Yeah.
And yet they're still giving tax relief. That's right.
Okay. How do you stand against this? Because I know the House transportation bill, it was 15-14 vote to approve with all these tax increases and fee increases. Mm-hmm. We have horrible inflation right now. We're seeing pain at the pump and at the grocery store. And they're both about to get a lot worse because of what's happening over in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
So if families in Washington state are hurting economically from all the inflation, have you gotten any sense from the Democrats what either the economic or the moral justification would be to have a massive tax and fee increase right now?
You know, that's interesting. What they did say was that they were concerned about the sustainability of a tax cut and look at some creative ways to do that. It's like, well, that if you were going to do that, knowing what kind of a surplus we had, they would have done it already. I don't see it coming. I know that there were 1,000 policy ads in this bill. And so said another way, right? They're growing government. That's every one of those pertains to something that they're paying for. And, that took precedent over tax relief. At what point are we going to need, how much more revenue do we need before we start giving it back to the people?
The analogy that I always use is if I go to the grocery store and I buy something that's $2 and the scanner comes up as $4, and I bring it to the attention, they say, oh, let's fix that for you. Let's give you your money back. But Olympia, it seems to be that if we give them too much money, that their plan is, oh, we're just going to keep it and spend it. Mm-hmm. And to me, I mean, the reason I asked what is their economic and their moral justification mm-hmm. is because I ask that very sincerely. I don't understand the moral justification for collecting more family money when families mm-hmm. are hurting from inflation and saying, oh, we're just going to keep it and spend it. It's crazy mm-hmm. to me.
Yeah, I don't understand that thinking either. I mean, we've been trying to make this case for 2 years now that to cut taxes. One of the things that we had last year in our budget was property tax relief. It would have been a real boon to, you know, property tax relief for people. And that just didn't happen. I feel for the people because with inflation, I mean, I have talked to people who, like you said, go to the grocery store, they get there and they have to take something out of their cart because the prices are so skyrocketing right now. You know, it's just nuts. And, you know, they're feeling it in their pocketbook. And here we are rolling in the dough and can't get money back to the people. I don't understand it.
Well, and here's the part that I really don't understand. The Democrats have for decades, with the help of a very compliant media, they have said, oh, we're the party for the working man and the Republicans are the party for the rich. And yet in our state, the Democrats, almost everything they are proposing is very regressive and is going to hit the low income and the working class people, the lower middle income class people. It's going to hit them, not just the hardest, but in ways that are devastating. If you're wealthy in this state, you can handle this stuff. But if you're living paycheck to paycheck, you cannot. And I'm trying to understand how, especially my colleagues in the media, have allowed this ridiculous 180 degree from reality stereotype to continue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, we even got down. We had two bills. One was reducing or eliminating the tax for diapers. That goes across the spectrum. That's for young families and that's for the elderly. And yet it wasn't even looked at. Same with the wheelchair tax. We had a tax that would be eliminated on wheelchairs. I mean, just think about the people that are being hurt the most. These the elderly that are on fixed incomes, and now you know their property taxes are going up. The cost of housing is incredibly high. I mean, they're having trouble staying in their own homes because property taxes are doing this to them.
Yeah.
So I don't understand it either. I mean, you know, we were looking at a lot of ways to give the money back to the people, and it's just isn't happening. I just,
well,
you know, they worry about the sustainability of their budget, but what happens with all of these policy ads that they're including?
Yeah.
Right?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I know that the people in this country have realized that we are sitting on a disaster right now with Democrats mm-hmm. in charge of Congress and the White House, and there's probably going to be a massive tsunami that hits this November. I'm trying to figure out, have you guys analyzed if that's going to hit our state as well? I mean, have people had enough with, you know, police reform, which has released more criminals and, you know, allowed so many criminals to go free, what they're doing economically? Do you think that there are going to be coattails from what's happening nationally this November to our state?
I sure hope so. I know we're working on it. When you think about it, we only have to take back 4 seats in the House, in the Senate, in order to take back the majority.
Yeah.
It is doable. It's just that, you know, how, and, you know, we had redistricting. And so I don't know how different these districts are going to play out in that. It's going to be different races this year, clearly, because the lines have moved.
Absolutely.
But, right. But, you know, I mean, you have the Seattle Democrats who are going to vote in Seattle Democrats, right? That's going to be a hard one to budge.
It's the rest of the state that needs to stand up.
Right, Yeah, they need to think about that.
Last question for you. When Jay Inslee was running for governor his first term in 2012, he came on my radio show and he promised me and my listeners that he would not support or sign any tax increases as governor.
Mm-hmm.
Has Jay Inslee lived up to that promise, Senator?
No, by far. No, not at all. Yep.
Just crazy. Absolutely crazy. Yep. Well, Senator, keep up the good fight down there.
Thank you. And
I appreciate all the people when you know the deck's already stacked against you who continue to fight for, like I said, the working class people, the people mm-hmm. who need it the most.
That's right. We'll continue. Thank you so much.